At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Let's talk about Riverside.fm, the leading podcast and video creation platform that's changing the game on how creators record content. Riverside.fm allows you to record studio quality audio and up to 4K video on their platform. Now you can interview a guest 1,000 miles away and it'll sound like you're sitting in the same room. It's as easy to use as Zoom, but gives much higher quality audio and video recordings. Did we mention that they have a mobile app? This allows guests to connect directly from their phone and record content from anywhere. After your content is finished, you can easily grab clips to share them across your social media channels. So if you're looking for a hero platform for all your recording needs, from podcasts to webinars to other video content, you should be using Riverside.fm. Sign up today so you can focus on your content and leave the quality to Riverside.fm. Use promo code SHIPIT and receive a 30% discount on your first 3 months of your subscription. That's promo code SHIPIT to receive a 30% discount on the first 3 months of your subscription. Back to the show. This Giants team lost a game that goes down already as the worst of the season. And the worst in the past 2 years, probably. I know that we had that bad game against the 49ers in the rain last season. But honestly, doing the Giant Take podcast, Alex, this might be the worst loss we've ever recorded a recap episode for. I don't think I've ever felt such a big, mode of depression I've ever felt until we recorded this episode. 1-5, lost 38-11. Our starting quarterback had 3 interceptions. Our starting 3 wide receivers, minus Sterling Shepard, are injured. Our offensive line, which has been in complete shambles, has been in complete shambles this whole year so far. I did like the stat they used on the Fox broadcast in the 6 games. It's been 6 different line combinations, a different one every single game this season. For even more players to get hurt today, another wide receiver to have a broken left arm. What did I leave out? I don't even know. But welcome to another episode of the Giant Take podcast, a recap of this Rams versus Giants loss. I'm Josh, and I'm joined by my co-host Alex. If you are new here, we do recaps, we do previews, we do all your Giants content on this YouTube channel or on this podcasting platform, wherever you're listening or however you're listening. But in this one, it won't be our brightest spot today. Obviously, as most Giants fans are, you're either depressed or you're pissed. Choose one. Take a coin toss. Don't get as excited as... You can be both. But what I was going to say, the joke was flip a coin between pissed or depressed. And just don't act like Jabril Peppers on whichever side it lands on. And that's honestly about how you go through it. Alex, stupid question to ask, but a question I do have to ask. How are you?
I'm not doing good. I'm not doing good. It's not good. Nothing's going well. It's the end of the world. The Giants are terrible. And with the first overall pick, the New York Giants select.
Who?
A new owner. A new team.
Now, I don't put this loss on Dave Gettleman. Honestly, injuries have kind of riddled this team. Again, injuries riddled this team today. But at that point, I blame this loss on the Giants players. And honestly, by the end of this game, by the fourth quarter, looked like they gave up on the Cooper Kupp after Cooper Kupp touchdown, the Matthew Stafford after Matthew Stafford throw. This game just went completely awful. With over four touchdowns Matthew Stafford had, you know, I think, 22 for 28 completions wise. He looked unbelievable today. This team of the Rams, as we knew they were good going to this game at 4-1, just drove down the field within four or five plays to get past midfield, where we can never have those explosive plays ever. Can never have those explosive plays. And, but I don't blame Dave Gettleman for this loss. Honestly, I blame my head coach, Joe Judge, for this loss. I do. I put blame on him. I put blame on Jason Garrett, my offensive coordinator. I put blame on
put blame on everyone in this shitty organization.
But that's the thing.
I don't care.
I don't blame Dave Gettleman. But anyway, go.
Who do you blame for this? Who do you blame for the Giants sucking for the past whatever how many years it's been?
Oh, well, years. Where I'm talking about this game, Alex. I'm talking about
this game. But if you think about it, this game stems from the decisions of years of shitty decisions.
That is very true, and I take a big yawn because I'm tired of the way this team has played, and I'm tired of this organization. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how we just changed the roles completely around. I just think that I think we look at head coaching candidates, honestly, because I'm really done with Joe Judge. I'm sorry.
It starts from the top, right? Up here.
I think it does, but I'm sorry. I'm going to keep on saying it. I'm not like a Dave Gettleman defender, Alex. You know this, but I don't think it starts at the top of Dave Gettleman. I think that we need to get a new head coach. I'm stating it out there. I know we all love Joe Judge. I'm done with him. I'm sorry. To not go on fourth downs when we're in the positive zone on the opposite side of the field where it's a point where we can actually like get it. But let's not go for those. Let's go for one at our own 40 with a Daniel Jones QB sneak that doesn't even go successful. What are we doing?
So why wouldn't we bring in Mike Glennon for that? The man is 6'7". We know Jones just came off a severe concussion. Why are we having Daniel Jones run through a pile of gigantic human beings and hope to not get killed?
Why are we not doing a curl route to Evan Engram, who can't catch the ball, but maybe he catches that one? Why are we not doing a fullback dive with Elijah Penny? Try a run with Devontae Booker. Oh my God, that was so bad. And we know that the defensive line of the Rams is so good with Floyd and obviously Aaron Donald questionable coming into this game. He played and did absolutely well for himself, like an Aaron Donald would. Why are we risking it doing a QB dive like that, a QB sneak? When it wasn't even sneaking it. No one was sneaking it around because the Rams knew exactly what was coming and stopped it. But what I don't understand is we've been talking about this for weeks since the beginning of the season, going for it on fourth downs. And instead of taking a Graham Gano field goal, this is a different situation. We were at our own 40, right, Alex? We were going to do a Riley Dixon punt, but instead we go for it then. That's not what we were talking about when we were complaining about going for it. We were talking about when we were on the other side of the field, Joe Judge. I don't think he was listening correctly. I don't. Because we just went for it on QB sneak with Daniel Jones and got nothing on a 4th-and-1. I don't think he's listening. And I don't even give a shit. And I know he's going to be recording his press conference probably right about now. That's how we found out the info about how CJ Board has a broken left arm. And whatever BS he talks about in this press conference about how, oh, the fans deserve better. We deserve to earn their praise. All they deserved today was booze, and that's what they got. MetLife Stadium and all the Giants fans, or the half of them that were left when the second half started, you know what? They deserved what they got. I heard the booze from the Fox broadcast as they went into halftime, and it was absolutely deserved. The only good moment of that game was when Eli Manning and Tom Coughlin walked out of the locker room with Eli holding the Lombardi Trophy. That was it. That was the highlight of this game, and that was the halftime show. That wasn't even the game.
Pain. But what I was talking about before, it starts from the top. Up here, if you're on YouTube watching, You see me with my hands. It starts up here at the top with Mr. John Mara. Then it comes down to Mr. Dave Gettleman, who's over here. And then it comes down to Joe Judge. And then the players. And obviously there's the coaches in between Joe, the players. But right now, each, if you think about it, they all hold each other up, right? The players hold up the front office and the coach. And when the players are not holding it up, the pyramid comes down and it's timber. Okay? It's falling down. Timber. We're down. We're on the ground. We're dead. And that's where we are. And that's where we are. And changes need to be made. Now, what changes? We need to get rid of these players that don't give a damn about playing for the New York Giants. Examples. Who played terribly today? That doesn't deserve to be here. Nate Solder. He doesn't deserve to be here. Matt Parrott. Doesn't seem like he wants to be here. Everyone on offense today did not seem like they wanted to be there. Evan Engram, do you want to be there? Sterling Shepard, do you want to be here? Do you want to actually play for the team that you're playing for? Or do you just want to cash a check? Because that's what it seems like. It seems like every damn player on this team is just there to cash a check. We're complaining about this with Leonard Williams for the past few weeks. I don't know, maybe spreading his knowledge around to everyone that they should just not play anymore and just cash in their checks. But then Leonard Williams got 2 sacks today, so maybe not. But just it's just utterly disappointing what's happening and how this is going to be tolerated by Joe Judge. And it's going to be the same nonsense that he's going to say in his stupid little press conference where he's going to talk about, we need to do better with the intensity and the blah, blah, blah. And then you're going to see Logan Ryan. He's going to come out and see, like, I've been on much worse teams than this, guys.
Logan Ryan did come out, and Joe Judge did come out, and Logan Ryan, describing the game, actually just said, it's not acceptable, it hasn't been acceptable, and basically just said, the same stuff over and over again.
Not acceptable, that we deserve the booze that the fans are giving
Joe
us.
Joe Judge has no updates on Andrew Thomas. Logan Ryan admits morale is not great, 1-5. What you don't have is splintering. He said there's no breaking away in the locker room, and he said you can't give up sevens on defense. Oh, really? I didn't know that. And Sterling Shepard said DJ played well. It's on the surrounding cast that didn't help. Oh, so we're throwing a little.
Look at that! Some responsibility. That's great, guys.
And he also said Joe Judge, that he asked them to. We're gonna compete for 60 minutes. Wait. I've never heard this before. Wait, can we turn this up, please? I just want to. Okay.
Oh, let's hear this one. We're gonna compete for 60 minutes.
There you go. Oh, so that was the explanation of why he left Jones in. Off. Yeah. Because we got to compete for 60 minutes. Jones has to be in when we're down by over 20. Yeah, let's do that. 38-11. 5 minutes left. You know what, Jones? Just stay out here for the 2-point conversion. We really need you out there, right?
We play for 60 minutes, okay? We play for 60 minutes.
You know what's crazy? God, you know what's?
I just want to. Joe Judge better be getting some private security in his house, because there's gonna be Giants fans storming his house very soon. I'm telling you, not gonna be me, but there's gonna be some Giants fans. Better install some.
Shepard, I guess, is speaking now. Shepard just said, "We're pissed off, but we're the only ones that can change that." Yeah, damn right you are. Alex, can we just talk about this? I mean, I'm sure we've have already mentioned this. How excited we were going into the season. Take us 6 weeks ago. It was the end of August. We're starting school. We're not so happy about that. Now we're in the swing of things with school 6 weeks later. But we also had such a happiness going into this team. Oh, we have a pretty easy schedule in these first 6 games of the season. We have some opponents that we can beat, right? I think we could beat these teams. Broncos, Washington, Dallas. Who knows if they'll be good, right? The Rams, I think we knew we were going to be good. But, we went into this season with such high pride and compassion for the team. You know what? We could be a wild card. We could be a playoff team, man. We could do this. Get some key guys in the offseason. Get Danny Shelton. Get Kenny Golladay.
I love how you started with Danny Shelton there.
Well, because he was injured. But I guess, the big one, Kenny Golladay. Get Kenny Golladay. Get Devontae Booker. Get Danny Shelton.
Adoree Jackson.
Get Adoree Jackson. We had high hopes.
What's that guy been doing? What's that guy been doing? What's he been doing? Leaving people wide open. That's what he's been doing.
And we go in and we're like, this team can really be good. And now we sit here, just like last season, at 1-5 in week 6. 1-5 losses. This team sucks. This team is the same team we saw last year, and it's not getting any better. And what are we, I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't know we were supposed to give you 7 years to rebuild. I apologize. My bad. I know we won the Super Bowl in 20.
Gotta trust the process, guys. Gotta trust the process.
Right. I mean, I know we won our Super Bowl in 2012. I'm so sorry for complaining almost 10 years later. I apologize. My fault. I should be a little bit more patient with my team. Oh, I'm sorry that in 2016, we got absolutely demolished in the playoffs in the wild card game against the Packers. My bad. I should have waited longer than 6 years to complain about that one. My bad, Dave. I know you're going to really switch. Thank you, John Mara. Wow, you're really helping. No wonder the fans booed you 2 weeks ago. I'm not surprised. We need to make changes. Honestly, Alex, in the matter of 10 minutes, I changed my mind. It can be anywhere. Fire someone. It can be anywhere. We need to change this thing around. And it has to happen. I can't
believe... Come on, get Jason fucking Garrett out of here. My God. Get that guy
F-bomb.
Out.
F-bomb. That's an F-bomb right there. Dropped the first F-bomb on this episode, I think. But,
Well, I almost broke the table next to me, so it's not surprising.
But I mean, like, how long do we have to wait, right? It's been, like, 5 years since 2016. 10 years, since our Super Bowl. How long do they want me to wait? I'm sorry. But 10 years ago, we just celebrated the 10... Yeah, there you go. 10 years ago. So we just celebrated the 10 years anniversary of the Super Bowl at halftime. And we've only made it to the playoffs once since then. Once. In 2016, got absolutely demolished by the Green Bay Packers. Can you believe that? Because I can't. It's just, like... There's no improvement. There's no improvement with this team. There isn't.
What I don't understand is we're going through all these years. You know, no, change topic. Changing to... I'm losing my mind. But changing topic. Who cares? You know what? You're here. You're probably already invested enough if you're still here at this point. We got Jason Garrett, who's calling plays, who cannot call adequate plays whatsoever. And we have receivers dropping balls and this offense completely underperforming. And obviously that falls under the offensive coordinator and obviously Joe Judge. And you look at Joe Judge, and if he's serious about keeping this job and serious about whatever being a coach of this New York Football Giants team, he needs to fire someone immediately. Show that he has this under control, that he realizes that stuff is not going well. Special teams, what's going on? We got bailed out by some, what was it? Unnecessary, whatever, taunting, I don't even know whatever the hell it was, for the what's it called? The fake punt. We got flame there. What the hell is wrong with our special teams organization? I thought we're special teams university here because Joe Judge is our coach and he's special teams master and god of special teams. What happened to that? And then on our kickoffs, we barely get to the 20-yard line. On our punt returns, we just fair catch every time. On our punts are decent. We never pull off any fakes or anything. No, couldn't do that. Pulled off one last year, it got called back. No more fakes after that. JoJo was like, nah, no more fakes. No more doing anything creative on special teams. We're just going to be lame and take what they give us, okay? Yep. We're not going to make a play. We're not going to be explosive. And this third phase, I'm three fingers in quotation marks, because third phase of the ball here, as he likes to put it constantly, he always mentions it, talks so much about special teams, then why do you do something?
I would like to take a section to give credit to the Rams, because you know what? They freaking flatly beat us. And Alex, I would like to say you've been wrong. Your X factor was Deshaun Jackson. Deshaun Faction had no
It was pretty much everyone but DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, well, I mean, Robert Woods only had two catches for 31 yards, but he had a touchdown, so I guess I won this week. I beat you with that.
Who'd you say?
Robert Woods. He got a touchdown.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah.
Anyway.
I forgot what you said.
Henderson got a touchdown, almost had 80 yards. Cooper Kupp, I mean, what else do you even say?
Henderson had two touchdowns, I think.
Henderson had one touchdown.
One rushing, one receiving, I'm pretty sure.
There you go. You're right.
I'm playing him in fantasy. That's the only reason I know.
He had two touchdowns. Kupp, I mean, what else do you say? Nine catches, 130 yards, two TDs. You know, if Kenny Galladay was actually healthy, you know, maybe he would put up those numbers, but he's not. So we don't talk about that.
Mm-mm. No.
Nope. On defense, Fuller, I know, had nine tackles. Rapp with the two picks. Rochelle with the other one. And, you know, Aaron Donald had the half a sack. And
well, Aaron Donald basically
that's about it.
Us. Aaron Donald.
You ready for this quote, Alex?
Wait. I want to talk about Aaron Donald for a second. Will Hernandez was so scared of Aaron Donald that he almost like flew in the air and got called for a false start. He was that freaking like jittery about it. What the hell? We should not be scared of anyone. I don't care who he is. Aaron Donald. If Lawrence Taylor was on the edge right there next to Aaron Donald, our offensive line should still not be scared. Like what? Like what's going on? Like we should be confident in ourselves, and you could see we have zero confidence.
Ready?
Now you can go on whatever you want to talk about or whatever.
Quote. We got Leonard Williams.
Oh, okay. Oh, $25 million a year, right?
Alex, you want to just go through Leonard Williams' stat line between last year and this year, just real quick, because you know. I know we really...
He did get the two sacks today, well, so we do have to give him credit.
Give him credit today. Fine. Here's what he said. He said the boos bother him.
Oh! And said... did they bother you, Leonard?
And said, quote, We're in our own home stadium. I don't want to be hearing boos from my own fans. Oh. Wait, let me finish. Oh. Let me finish. But said he understands they're upset. Quote, but nobody deserves to be put down. And he said he wouldn't go up to a salesman at his job and boo him. Well, unfortunately, Leonard, here's the deal, right? We pay to watch you play, you and your team. I'm not going to throw you under the bus because you had two sacks today. Although I will say that this season hasn't been as bright, I'll use that word, as last season. Okay, when it comes to your potential and your talent.
And I would like to mention an extra like $15 million is also in your pocket this year. So that should have like some sort of incentive, if you know
but
what I mean.
But when the team that we pay to go watch, to go see, you know, when they don't perform, when they don't win games.
When they do that.
What?
I said when they do that, like that, like I'm pointing like that's where the Rams are.
Oh, yeah. When they do what was on the field today. I think you were pointing towards MetLife Stadium, Alex. When they were doing what they did on the field today, yeah, that's what you get, Leonard. You get boos. Now, obviously, when you're going to ask players in a press conference if they, you know, they enjoy the booing, no, they're going to be like, no. But for him to go out of his way to say like nobody deserves to be put down, no one deserves, like, I'm sorry. And I know, Alex, you say that when Evan Ingram was cheered when he came off the field on plays. There is nothing wrong with booing this team right now in this place. This is the only way that we can respond to...
Completely agree.
The only way that we can respond to them is by booing. Because we can't play the game. We can only watch the game and pay to watch the game, might I add. Pay hundreds of dollars to watch the game, if you want to go there. Pay $100 for our cable bills to watch the game, too. Or whatever you watch, right? Streaming platform, whatever.
Now, what I would tell you is you stop buying those Giants jerseys, you stop going to those games, you stop filling John Mara's pockets, then you might see some action. That's all I'm going to say.
I think that I think that Leonard Williams, I think he paid well today. I think if you're going to ask any other player, they're going to say the same thing, but I don't know. I just, that doesn't sit well with me. That he said that.
And you know what else I would say?
What?
Is, I know this is a funny thing, right? The Jets have always been considered the little baby franchise in this city, right? Of New York or New Jersey, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
But and their tickets for a Jets ticket that costs $40. That Giants ticket in that exact same seat costs $100, right? $120. Why is it that that is the case? Because at this point in time, what's the difference between us and the Jets? I haven't watched every Jets game, but watching some Jets games, their team puts more effort than our team does. I'd rather go watch that team than our team right now. And I don't know, maybe stop going to their games. John Mara pocketing all that money. Not so sure how that's going.
I would like to say, besides the three picks, one of them was, I want to go through this in order, for Daniel Jones, right? He had three interceptions today. Did not look the best, to say the least. One of them was not his fault. I don't know. Like, do we blame two of them on him? One of them, like Sterling Shepard, just fell. So, I mean, that was not his fault. One of them was definitely his fault. He threw it to 5 Rams in the same place. So that was like old Daniel Jones from last season. I don't know what that was. And the third one, I'm trying to think about what happened. I think he just threw deep and it got intercepted. So I don't know. But besides that, he did look somewhat well and good in the pocket today. But this Giants team went 3 and out probably like 4 or 5 times today. I wish I had the exact stat on it, but it was incredible how many times this team went 3 and out today. Had no offense. There's only 3 healthy wide receivers on this depth chart right now, and that's Shepard, Ross, and Colin Johnson. So get ready for practice squad additions to shine through next week. And now, I guess, what do we talk about, Alex? What do we talk about? Derek Dillon? Do we have to bring Derek Dillon, Benjamin Victor, Austin Mack, and like those guys? Do they need to come back to the scene? Are they available somewhere? Do we need to sign them? Because I think we do. We have a lot of players on IR right now. But yeah, I do think, like I mentioned earlier, who do we fire? Owner, GM, head coach, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, cut players, scouting department, the medical staff. Who do we talk about? I don't think it's the medical staff's fault, the reason these players are getting injured. But I do blame, out of all of those, our 3 coaches, head coach, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, zone. Patrick Graham's zone scheme has not looked good this season. His zone defense that we praised him for last year, or, you know, his defense in general, has not been as good as last season. And that could be the players directly, but it's also him. You know, he's involved. He's the leader of that group. Jason Garrett with the play calling. We complained about it last year. Like, fine, he's staying. We have better playmakers, so hopefully it'll make him better. Nope, haven't seen it. And then head coach Joe Judge. Besides that, Mara can go if he wants to, but obviously he would have to sell the team. And Gettleman can go, and we can get a new GM if that's really necessary. But I think what he's done in the draft and signing players in the offseason has been a good thing. But besides that, I'm good.
Has it, though? Has it? Because all those guys in the offseason that we signed spent $100 million haven't done so well, have they? So, I don't know. You have to question it. I don't know. But I don't know. Do you have anything else you want to talk about, or you just want to finish this up so we can go cry?
You know what, Alex? I mean, I'm done. I know I'm like in the air right now because, unfortunately, I do have tickets to this game next weekend against the Panthers, and I have no interest in going at this point. So we'll have to see. Hopefully, we'll have a guest on the preview of this next weekend's game against the Panthers. If not, then you'll just hear us two complaining once again. We'll have our picks completed by then, obviously, for the NFL. You'll see who won this week. But I would say, just for right now, if you can, listen to the podcast, subscribe, drop a like if you're, you know, watching on YouTube, subscribe. We apologize for the pissiness and the depression all at the same time. But we just had to get our thoughts out there because this team sucks. This team sucks, and that's how I'm going to end my part of this podcast.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next time for another Giants preview. Peace.
Bye.
Welcome to the All 80s Movies Podcast.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jason. And this is the podcast where we talk about the blockbusters, the flops, and everything in between from one of the freshest decades for movies, the 1980s. So whether you're a brain, a jock, a valley girl, or a Jedi, We've got some 80s classics for you.
Do these movies stand the test of time? Are we discovering something new? Is there an 80s movie we're finally watching for the first time?
Join us each week as we dive into the cinematic nostalgia that inspired and influenced a generation. From the hits to the cult classics, we'll discuss our earliest memories, favorite scenes, fun facts, and our not-so-favorite movie moments, too.
It's the All 80s Movies Podcast, now available on all major streaming platforms. Please subscribe and happy listening.